Hello and welcome to Meiwei's Chinese Medicine Matters podcast, where we share traditional Chinese medicine news, research, and topics relevant to TCM practitioners and students. I'm Lauren Kaufel, and in this episode, Yvonne Lau, the president of Meiwei Herbs, is here to discuss the formula Si Wu Tong and how it's mentioned in Lisa See's novel, Lady Tan's Circle of Women. And just a little shout out that this is our 100th episode, and we wanted to thank you for joining us on this journey. All of us here at Meiwei Herbs appreciate you for taking time to listen to the podcast and for valuing this wonderful medicine. And now, on to Yvonne.
Hi folks, I really love to read. And after enjoying Lisa See's latest novel, Lady Tan's Circle of Women, I found myself thinking about many things, including the Chinese herb formula that figures most prominently in her book, Si Wu Tong, or Four Substances Decoction. It was one of the few, if not only, named formulas in the novel, and the novel's heroine, Dr. Tan Yunxian, uses it successfully on at least two female patients. The historical Tan Yunxian, who lived from 1461 to 1556, was an extraordinary woman of her time. Born into a scholarly, aristocratic family, she was classically educated and proved herself to be intelligent and diligent enough to be allowed to study medicine with her paternal grandparents, especially her physician grandmother. Over her long lifetime, Dr. Tan treated hundreds, if not thousands, of women from every socioeconomic level, where her being female was, for once, an advantage. Unlike her male counterparts, Dr. Tan was able to directly see, speak with, and touch her female patients, obviously important in accurately diagnosing and treating. I think we can assume that her patients were more at ease and were probably much more straightforward and detailed in how they described their ailments, bodily functions, emotional states, etc., probably leading to more effective treatments and better outcomes in the end. She wrote at least one set of treatment records we know of, Miscellaneous Records of a Female Doctor, which was later reprinted by her nephew and rediscovered and translated into English by Drs. Lorraine Wilcox and Yue Lu in 2015. Since Dr. Tan was female and she primarily, if not solely, treated female patients, Si Wu Tong and its modifications are featured in 11 of her 31 extant case studies. The fact that Si Wu Tong was first recorded over 600 years before Dr. Tan was born and still widely used today is a testament to the enduring correctness of TCM diagnostic principles and the therapeutic power of the medicine. Si Wu Tong was first recorded in The Secret Methods for Treating Traumas and Fractures, or Xian Shou Li Xiang Shi Duan Mi Fang, attributed to Taoist physician monk Master Lin of the Tang Dynasty. The more widely used prescription is taken from the records of China's first national pharmacopoeia, Taiping Huimin Heji Ju Fang, or Beneficial Formulas from the Taiping Imperial Pharmacy during the Song Dynasty. This four-herb formula is composed of Dangui or Angelica sinensis, Chuansheng or Ligusticum Chuansheng, Bai Shao, Peonia lactiflora, and Xu Di Huang, Romania glutinosa, that work together to replenish and nourish blood. Interestingly, its first recorded use in Secret Methods for Treating Traumas and Fractures was for blood stasis and pain due to trauma. When it was included in Beneficial Formulas from the Taiping Imperial Pharmacy about 200 years later, that was the first time it was recorded as a formula for obstetric and gynecological diseases. Later, it reappeared with commentary in medical works such as Wei Sheng Jiao Bao Chan Ke Bei Yao Chan Hou, Family Health Obstetrics Essentials, Postpartum Preparation, in the Song Dynasty, Yi Fang Kao, Tiao Jing Yong Si Wu Tang, Four Substances Decoction for Regulating Menstruation, in the Ming Dynasty, and Ji Yin Gang Mu, Tiao Jing Men, or Outline of Aiding Yin, Adjusting Menstruation, in the early Qing Dynasty, firmly cementing its use in gynecology. Its change in common application from traumatological to primarily gynecological makes sense when considering the three common tendencies of female constitutions and their interrelationship: blood deficiency, blood stasis, and irregular menstruation. These three common etiologies of women's adverse symptoms can often generate and reinforce each other. Blood deficiency can cause blood stasis and vice versa, which together or separately can lead to irregular menstruation, and irregular menstruation can also be a common cause of blood deficiency and blood stasis. Si Wu Tong treats the physiological characteristics of all three. Si Wu Tong has been called the first prescription for gynecology and the holy medicine for women for its ability to tonify and regulate blood. The combination of herbs works synergistically to treat disruption of both Qing and Ren and Ying Shui, whereby blood is deficient and stagnant. In Changfang Biandu, or easy-to-comprehend Finnish formulas, Qing Dynasty physician Zhang Bingcheng stated, all methods for nourishing blood should be transformed from these four things. Qing Dynasty scholar Wang Jinsan went on to comment in Gu Fang Xuan Zhu, or Selected Notes on Ancient Prescriptions, the four substances are similar to each other, but have their own characteristics and each its own merits. They go hand in hand. Chuansheng and Dangui enter the Shaoyang and mainly ascend, while Bai Shao and Shu Di Huang enter Yin and mainly descends. Chuansheng will raise up the weak and depressed, Dangui will tonify the deficient, Bai Shao will purge the stagnant, Shu Di Huang will relieve the acute. Sweet and warm Dangui nourishes blood and liver, harmonizes blood, and regulates menstruation. Sweet and neutral Shu Di Huang nourishes yin and blood. Sour and cold Bai Shao nourishes and astringes blood and softens and nourishes the liver. Pungent and warm Chuan Sheng activates and moves the blood and qi. Si Wu Tang thereby balances movement and stillness by nourishing blood without creating stagnation and simultaneously activates blood circulation. Being warm but not drying, nourishing but not greasy, it's a very suitable formula for long-term use. In miscellaneous records of a female doctor, Dr. Tan used Si Wu Tang and its modifications in a third of the cases presented as a primary or adjunct formula after treating the initial presentation, including cases of chronic vomiting of blood, acute and chronic rashes, postpartum weakness, and long-term insomnia, which shows how prevalent it was for women in the Song Dynasty to experience blood deficiency and stagnation. Dr. Tan sometimes combined formulas such as Si Jun Zi Tang or Four Gentlemen and Si Wu Tang, which together is a formula commonly known today as Ba Zhen Tang, or decoction of eight precious ingredients, but often she just wrote her own formulas. Her records, painstakingly translated and excellently annotated by Drs. Wilcox and Liu, show Tan's adherence to classical diagnostic and treatment principles and her primary reliance on herbal treatment. Dr. Tan's intellect and skill are apparent in every case study, while context for just how extraordinary and inspiring she was can be found in Wilcox's introduction and C's fictional but based on fact novel. Both these works are great reads, immersing us in history while connecting us more deeply to our beloved medicine. And I hope that you'll enjoy them as much as I did.
Thank you for tuning into our 100th episode with Yvonne Lau on the formula Si Wu Tang. To read this information, you can find the written article linked in the episode description. And please subscribe to the show. It's a great way to show your support and to hear when our next episode comes out. In our upcoming episode, Dr. Sky Sturgeon will be here to discuss the TCM approach to osteoporosis. Until then, take good care of yourself and your patients. Chinese medicine matters, and so do you. Hi everyone, Lauren here again, wishing you a happy and healthy May. As many of you know, Chinese Medicine Matters is the podcast of Meiwei Herbs, a TCM online store and dispensary where practitioners can ship directly to their patients. This month on Chinese Medicine Matters, we're focusing on women's health. We'll explore a wide array of topics related to women's health at different stages of life. So stay tuned for informative episodes you won't want to miss. And we're excited to offer a special discount on our Women's Health Formulas category the entire month of May. Practitioners use code WOMEN24 at checkout on meiwei.com to receive a 15% discount. And remember to sign up for the Meiwei Herbs newsletter for exclusive content and ongoing promotions. The episode description includes a link to sign up. And thanks again for tuning in and supporting Real Chinese Medicine.